Today's word is from Book of John, chapter 5, verses from 19 and 20. Jesus gave them this answer, "Very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, and he will show him even greater works than these, so that you will be amazed." Jesus said this while he was having a conversation with Jews. He said, "The Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing." In other words, the driving force for what Jesus does is all from the Father. In America, this pastor, this minister wrote this book called What Defines a Good Minister. The book talks about what makes a good minister. In order to be a good minister, first he has to have an engine that moves him. And also he should know when he needs the oil for the engine, also when to refill the oil. And the oil is referred to the motivation for life. Once this oil is used up, then we stop. There is one woman. She raised her son after losing her husband, and she suffered a lot in her life. And she initiated this gathering for parents at this church. You know, this gathering was a great success. However, as always, in the beginning, it wasn't easy. There was issues and problems. However, every time when there was crisis, she meditated. She looked back the pain she had as she was raising her child as a parent. Then once again, then her motivation is recharged and she could challenge again. But usually it's not like that. When we face difficulties and trials, instead of looking at our own motivation for our life, rather, we try to judge ourselves, thinking, am I doing well? Or can I make it well? Can I do it? If we want to be consistent in doing something, we should be able to look after our motivation for our life. And the reason that we stop and being shaken is not because there is difficulties. The fact is, the reason is because when actually the trials and difficulties come, it is that our motivation has become weakened. That is why we are shaken and stop. However, if we have a firm and strong motivation for life, then no matter what kind of trials come, we can stand strong. But then usually, when we go through difficulties, and we don't think that our motivation is weak, but we stop just because we think that because there are difficulties. Jesus, you know, he knew about the Father's suffering, the Father's pain and sorrow. And he never forgot about that. That is the motivation for Jesus to live. Therefore, he could be consistent. If we also wish to be consistent and not changing, we should resemble Jesus. It is true that as we walk this path of faith, we should try to know the people's story, their situation and circumstance. However, we don't have time and room in our hearts to do so. Therefore, more than anything else, we should try to know God's story, His heart, and His circumstance. Then we will gain the strength and room in our heart wanting to know about others. That should be done first. For Christians, this consistent passion comes from meditation on God's story, and also making a good habit of refilling the oil for the engine. That is the battle the Christians go through. If there is love of God that came to me, then it's not a simple and easy love. There was struggle of love behind. This hidden, amazing love and the effort of the Lord, we should meditate on it and live with Him. Let us pray. Dear loving Father, we thank You. You said the Son can do nothing without by Himself. He can do only by seeing the Father's, what Father is doing. We wish to be the ones who wish to resemble Jesus by holding on to the motivation of love and Your effort, so that we don't go to the left or right and be shaken. We thank You. In Jesus' name we prayed.